Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Bike Auckland, a pro-cycling advocacy group, recently sent out their pledge for candidates, which says, quote, I believe people of all ages should feel able to bike safely to get around Auckland, and Auckland needs more climate-friendly transport to ensure a sustainable and resilient Tāmaki Makaurau, end quote. Several candidates have pledged their support for the Bike Pledge, so I wanted to get some more insight from Councillor Shane Henderson into how cycling will play a role in the future of Auckland's transport network. I also asked him about what he has to say to opponents of cycleways that argue the increased cost and congestion is part of a larger, quote, war on cars. In other local government news, an ACT candidate in Whangarei has had their hoarding shot at several times recently. This follows an increase in abuse and vitriol towards local government candidates, particularly from marginalized communities. I asked Shane what he thinks this means for the state of our local democracy.
And notably, your name isn't in the list of candidate pledges. Have you missed the thing, or are you still waiting to get back?
Yeah. Nah, look, I've just missed it, mate. We're getting a lot of email traffic at the moment because, yeah, we're getting a ton of candidate pledges on this and that. But this is an excuse, I know, but I think it's important to note that we're doing a lot of campaigning out and about, and we're getting a lot of people saying, oh, now's the perfect time to ask about, you know, fixing this pothole or this pathway or something like that. And so we're just completely snowed under with work as well as campaigning. So I know it's not a great excuse, but yeah, I'm more than happy to take that pledge live on air. That'd be fine.
What do you make of cycling? Like, how do you see it playing a role in the future of Auckland's transport network?
Oh, cycling plays an increasingly important role in Auckland's transport network because, honestly, what we need is choice, right? We need some alternative options that are totally safe, are totally accessible for people. And cycling really fits that bill because, you know, first and foremost, the more people that do get out and cycle, that really helps our transport emissions profile, which is, you know, still a pretty bad one. It helps congestion, helps people getting out of cars. And if you do need to drive, then there's less congestion for you. So everybody kind of wins there. I think the role going forward for cycling is we have to close these gaps in the network, right? So we have some amazing, safe, shared pathways in different parts of the city. And I know in my area of Te Aotearoa, we've got the Northwest Pathway along the motorway, which is fantastic. But getting there can be a challenge for locals because they haven't joined up the little bits yet. And so hopefully the changes in Auckland Transport's kind of governance, more stuff going to local boards. I hope that more money will go to local boards and they can maybe use it to do things like fixing this network to make it safer for every cyclist, which ultimately has a flow-on effect for every Aucklander.
What do you say to those critics of cycle pathways about the future of transport in the city?
Yeah, honestly, I find it a little hard to understand the kind of culture war stuff. People finding identity through different modes of transport to me is a little bit, it's a little bit odd, to be honest, because I think we've got to be looking at the transport system as an entire network. And like I just said, you know, the more people we can, provide those options in terms of cycling, in terms of public transport, that helps everybody. It helps people that need to drive as well. And there are definitely a number of people in Auckland that do need to drive. Maybe it's access to the options. Maybe it is your job. You're getting out and about, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I don't think there's any enemies in terms of transport mode efficiency. It's just like we've got to design a smart network for everyone, and that's what we're all about. The jokes about kind of war on cars and stuff, I don't really understand that, to be honest.
Recently, an ACT candidate's hoarding in Whangarei was shot at by shotgun, allegedly 7 times, so there were 7
wow.
shots fired. And there's also been reports of increased vitriol and abuse towards candidates of colour, particularly women candidates of colour. What do you think this says about the state of our local democracy more broadly?
Yeah, that's disgraceful behaviour, eh? And the sad thing is every candidate from the left or the right or anywhere else, they all have stories about this kind of stuff. And there's a chilling effect on democracy when we are sort of acting in a way that is abusive toward people that are putting themselves out there and putting their ideas out there. We may not agree with those ideas, but, you know, it's their right to do that, and it's their right to try and seek the public support for their point of view and get elected democratically, right? And so the more stuff like that shocking behaviour with the shotgun on the hoarding up north, It's just one example. There's been plenty of examples over the years. And it has the effect of trying to silence voices. And, you know, the worst thing for us here in Auckland is that it tends to affect women, it tends to affect people of colour, young people, marginalised groups. They're the ones that feel the least safe, and I totally understand that. But those are the kind of voices that we need to govern the city. So zooming out, I think it's a really terrible thing that has, you know, downstream effects, and we've got to stamp this out as much as we can and create a safe space for all ideas to be shared. Yeah.
Could you maybe outline why it is there is so much frustration and vitriol against candidates in local government elections?
Yeah, it's hard to know the exact reasons why. It does feel like that things have been getting worse, but also it kind of feels that way worldwide, right? That there is a bit of a movement toward more abusive behaviours online. And I should point out that we do have the Harmful Digital Communications Act, so we do have some rudimentary kind of legal framework to step in here. But, you know, these things are not used maybe as much as they could be. And that's a bit of a challenge too. So, but anyway, in terms of the reasons why, it's really hard to know. You can draw a line. I'm struggling for this one really. Over the past sort of 5-10 years, things have really accelerated though. That is true. And yeah, it's hard to kind of pinpoint exact reasons for that. But I just encourage people to maybe think about their behaviour and the behaviour of the people around them. And that's maybe the way that we start to turn this ship around.
And what do you say to candidates who are, you know, experiencing this abuse? What sort of help or advice can they seek to feel safer? What sort of encouragement do you think you can provide them?
Yeah, so there are guidelines out there from our local government, New Zealand. They've released a safety guide. That's all available online, to have a bit of a look at that. There are options in terms of contacting the police if things get this bad. And like I said, there are charges that can be laid where people are going, are threatening you and going too far. But at the same time, look, it's easy for me to say, but we really need diverse voices to govern this city. And so I understand that these behaviours can sort of be a deterrent towards standing, but I try and get around other candidates, other friends and people that are in this kind of area, and should try and make your voice heard anyway. I know it's hard for me to say, but it's something that the city desperately needs, because we need the voices of people like young people, Māori, women, etc. We need those voices. So try and sort of have faith that the structures around you can actually prevent abuses as best they can. Yeah.
That was Councillor Shane Henderson on cycling in Auckland and the increased abuse and vitriol towards local government candidates.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95 BFM.